Welcome back to Sports Day. We're here for Red Energy and for Wilson Homes. Time for the Gold Coast season review. They finish 16th with 7 wins and 15 losses. The off-season, they added Marby Orchol from the Tigers. They lost Will Brody to the Fremantle Dockers. So not a whole lot of change given the mass exodus of players and influx of players, Jimmy, that we're used to at the Gold Coast Suns, which I think in itself is an interesting point. Stabilising their list a little bit. Clearly, they think that they're closer to getting the list that they want to climb up the ladder. And they have the number 3 pick in the draft, which will help.
I'll make a slight disagreement with you.
Sure.
I just think it's the cycle of their contracted players, the reason.
Yeah, that's true. And a lot of clubs didn't do as much change because of TPP results. And you're right, they've got more contracted players. But
correct.
But their list is probably at a point where they feel like they're building the nucleus more than they ever have under Stuart Jude.
Well, I think for this group with King, Rankin, Lukosius, Rao, that grouping, so that draft and a draft either side, I think they need to see rapid improvement for the players to have belief.
Well, they need to see rapid improvement from those players you just mentioned, apart from King.
Correct, because if they all come through together, then you stay.
Yeah.
Because you can see Brendan Bolton, green shoots, you can see whatever it may be. But Marby Orchol will actually be a very handy in for him.
I agree. He's 24, so he's got... He could be a 100-game player for them comfortably.
Correct.
And he's going to play most weeks. I would say that he's a starting 15 player for them when he's not injured.
Correct.
And he really helps out. You know, you add him into the team and you add Witts, who didn't play a lot of the year. I think there's positivity for the Gold Coast Suns. However, I've sat in this chair for the last few years and talked about the positivity of the Suns, and they keep disappointing. Let's play this game.
Green light.
Red light, green light. That voice still freaks me out every time I hear it.
It's frightening. Squid
red light.
Oh, it's going to give me chills. Who's your green light? Who's your positive of the year?
Oh, Took Miller.
Thank you. The Took.
Yeah, Took Miller. Absolutely. Brained him. Showed a level consistency. I guess some determination and fight and will. Mm. Whenever you watch him play, you go, this guy cares. And I'm not saying other players don't, but it is so reflective.
It's visceral, isn't it, when
Correct.
You watch him?
Yep. Correct. And I love that about him. And he does have that sort of get on the bus, I'll take you there sort of feeling about him.
Which a lot of guys are born with, and you can tell from their first season that they're like that. He's actually wasn't like that for a few years in the comp.
Well,
he just decided he was going to be like it. It was quite interesting.
Well, he had a lot of energy, super fit, but I think now that he's grown into his AFL man's
body. He's a winning ball now, isn't he? He's a bit of a brute.
Yeah, he understands what he can do at an AFL level.
Yeah.
So
there's your green light.
And our...
Red light!
Matt Rao.
Oh, hang on.
Well, red light. So
hang on.
I know you've lived...
The poor kid was injured again.
Correct.
And then came back underdone.
Correct.
Hadn't had the preseason that he needed to. And couldn't find the footy that he wanted to.
Correct.
Yeah, that's a nasty red light. That's a Squid Games red light,
No, that is an absolute red light.
No, I'm not happy with that. Accept that.
That's a positive red light because, unlike you...
A positive red light.
No, because the whole...
So it's one that you can run through, is it?
No, because you're thinking red light, you've got to smash a player who's been poor. My red light is that his season never got going, so he's been stopped at the lights because he's been injured.
Okay.
See?
A nice red light.
Matt Rao was my red light. He gets fully fit. You had him with, obviously, Miller and the other midfield brigade that they've potentially got.
Anderson,
and so on and so forth. Chole and Witts.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like Gary Ellis. I feel like your Rows, your Witts, your Choles. All that sort of stuff. So here's the red light.
Okay.
So,
3 key questions heading into the 2022 season. Well, this is a good one. I like this. How will Alistair Clarkson's availability shape the narrative around the year?
Well, you're a narrative shaper.
Not sure I'm there yet.
No, but...
I think with every... If they start the year poorly... Well, let's go the halfway mark. If they're 11 games in and they're any less than 5 wins, they're under the pump.
I like you going where I was going, but I was going to do after 6 rounds.
Okay, yeah, give me 6.
Because we move quicker.
Give me 6. If they're 2-4.
If they're 1-5.
Yeah, 1-5 is
a lock. Yeah, it's like...
1-5 is alarm bells.
1-5.
2-4 is like, too work to do. 3-3 is a big tick.
1-5, you're ringing every real estate agent on the Gold Coast to see if he's checked anything out.
Second question, what happens with Ben King at the end of the year? Out of contract.
Hopefully he re-signs to the Gold Coast.
For a big deal.
For a billion.
A big old sort of Dustin Martin, Christian Petrarca, and Brody Grundy 7-year deal.
With a theme park thrown in.
He might be better than Max, I'm just saying. And third question, is Matt Rao going to recapture his early career form.
Absolutely.
So back to being best on grounds?
No, but he'd be back to being...
Well, that was his early career form.
Yeah, that was as good as it gets. It was three games.
The best start to an AFL career, I think, ever.
John Coleman had a pretty good start too. He's
a bit before my time. You're well versed to talk about it during that.
Well, I respect the history of the game and I get to know it.
You said throwing it back.
Yes. So, I think he certainly does. I think he's shown through his underage football in his first year, he's a very driven individual. Gets the high shorts up, sunscreen on, and away he goes.
Unders, overs.
I'm a bit of self-praise. I think I've nailed these lines in the first two games. The Gold Coasting Suns won 7 wins last year. I've given you a line. They won 7 wins.
Okay.
Yep, so just to be clear.
Yep.
So they take every win they can get in their history. So I've given it to them twice. 8.5 wins, under or over.
The great line.
So 8 you lose.
I think.
Eight is
I
under.
I think over.
You reckon they're going to win 9 games?
Yeah, I think they actually would have won 9 games this year had Wits stayed fit, personally.
All right. Dot point B, if they win 9, is it Stewie Jew, no Alistair Clarkson?
I need to understand more of the context of the year.
Yeah, it's fair.
Injuries, where other teams finish, all that sort of stuff.
Very well done. Ben King, 47 goals last year.
47?
From probably about 12 entries they had for the entire year. I'm giving it a line 50.5. So 51 is over.
Yeah.
50 is under.
I'm saying unders.
Yeah, that's your first under, I reckon you've gone.
No, I reckon it's my second. I'm going unders. Yeah, okay. I still think he'll kick 40s, but I think anything over 50 for a team that's not playing finals is quite a lot.
Well, we know Miller polled well because he played a great season.
Took.
Matt Rowe.
Yes.
We mentioned his first three games were 3 Brownlow votes in 2020. Only played 12 games last year. Under, over 10.5 votes. Good line setter.
Overs.
So you reckon he'll get 11 or more?
Yes. Yep.
Well, it sort of goes hand in hand. If you think they're going to win 9 games,
yeah,
he's probably going to have a big say in them.
Yep. Which makes me nervous about my Ben King unders bet.
Okay. No, it's good because that means they finally share the goals.
Yeah, maybe Marbior kicks a few. And Rankin goes forward and Rankin and
some sort of
Lukosius if he decides to.
Well, he's been moved forward.
Yeah. Still a bit down on Lukosius.
I'm not.
I know, you're very positive. More sports day. That was a Gold Coast Suns season review. More sports day after this.